Defense health officials are testing a tool to give service members a mental health boost on demand. It's a mobile app called the Virtual Hope Box, and each user can customize it. Mark Rieger is the Deputy Director and Chief of Research at the National Center for Telehealth and Technology. That's part of the Defense Centers of Excellence for Mental Health and Traumatic Brain Injury. Rieger explains the app's purpose.
The Virtual Hope Box app is a smartphone tool. It's intended to support people and help them remember the good things in their life when they're feeling frustrated, stressed out, or less hopeful.
And who is this directed at? Whom in DOD do you expect to be using the app?
The app is intended for military personnel. We think it would be helpful for providers working with their patients who are experiencing distress. It is based on kind of a standard coping strategy that's been used in more of a cardboard box format, and we are updating that to the 21st century.
So this isn't like some kind of artificial intelligence thing where it anticipates answers for you and so forth. I mean, tell us how it does work.
Sure. The standard use for a hope box would be that an individual would have something like a shoebox, and they would put items in that that would remind them of the good things in their life when they're feeling down. So it might be photographs of loved ones, maybe a letter that they received, and they would go to that in times of where it would be helpful. Well, nowadays our warriors have these computers on their hip pockets every day with capabilities that can take that hope box concept and really improve upon it. And so the idea was to take that coping strategy and bring it into the smartphones that many of them literally sleep with.
All right, so what kinds of things would you put into the app as reminders? What would it look like when you access it?
Yeah, the great thing about the smartphone is it has all these capabilities that we can use. And so the app really integrates that functionality so that they can have photographs, they can have videos, their children or other loved ones. They can have emails, they can have recorded messages, they can have music, some of their favorite songs that help bring some positive feelings to them. In addition, the app has some tools to help distract them when they're getting wrapped around the axle with some negative thinking and they just need to step out of that. It has some relaxation tools to help just calm and soothe people, and that's all packaged in one place for them.
All right, so it sounds like it's something that a uniformed service member, or really anyone, could use, not necessarily during the stress of combat or the aftermath of, you know, recovery from injury, but maybe from the moment you enter basic training when things can get stressful.
Yeah, it is applicable to a whole variety of different stressful situations. It's not specific just to deployment stress. It is something that someone could pull out wherever they are and just kind of ground themselves in some of those positive memories, positive experiences that help generate some of that hope and memories of good times in their life.
And how did you militarize it? I mean, does it have a camouflage home screen or anything like that? I mean, what makes it specific to military members?
What really makes it specific to military members is the fact that as we looked at the needs of our community and the ways that we could use the technology that they already have access to, this was a key next step in our thinking in terms of how to meet that need. We think that it will probably be helpful to others, and we're happy that that will be the case. But what we're really trying to do is target those needs that our military personnel and their families have and try to meet that need with some world-class technology.
And is this tied to some mission outcome? I mean, what was the context under which it was developed?
The context was it was funded by the Military Suicide Research Consortium. Our mission as an organization is to look at the ways in which technology can improve the psychological health and the traumatic brain injury resources for our military beneficiaries. And so this was developed in an effort to meet that need.
We're speaking with Mark Rieger. He is Deputy Director of the National Center for Telehealth and Technology. That's part of the Defense Centers of Excellence for Mental Health and Traumatic Brain Injury. So tell us some of the technicals. I mean, who did you consult with? What were the resources you used to know what to put in the app in the first place?
Yeah, we have a team I'm proud of with a variety of specialists. And we also had the opportunity to work with the Portland VA in collaboration with this. The app has gone through and finished a first phase pilot to look at how it fared. And we had some positive results. The app was reported to be beneficial. It was used regularly. The patients reported that it was easy to set up and that they'd recommend it to others. The providers working with them were equally enthusiastic about it. So what we're doing now is a randomized clinical trial to take that next step and really look at some outcomes with it.
So that means it'll be used in, say, a hospital setting by people who have had stress and possibly, it sounds like, people you might be worried that could be a suicide risk.
Yeah, we are. We're testing it with patients and providers, and the patients, as a part of the trial, will receive the Hope Box, and another group will just get the usual treatment. And what we want to do is look at the benefits that the Hope Box app provides.
And who did the coding on it?
The coding was done by a team that we put together as a part of the project, and that was funded as a part of the grant that was developed for the project.
And when you are finally finished with it, when you know that it works and it's something you want to deploy, how will you get it out to the people whose hands you want to have it in?
Yeah, based on the pilot study results, the app is currently available on the Apple Store and Google Play markets, and it's also available in Amazon for Kindle Fire. And we look forward to getting it in the hands of our military beneficiaries and their providers.
So when do you expect the clinical trials to be finished? You have a timeline there?
Yeah, they're currently recruiting right now. Doing good research does take time, and so it will be a couple of years before we have the final results on that.
And then I imagine it would be something Veterans Affairs would probably want to have, too, for its patients.
Yeah, we've been really excited about the response in the VA. They are very enthusiastic about it. Our partners at the Portland VA have been just outstanding to work with, and we hope that they can make good use of this as well.